Thinking about self-publishing and don't know where to start? Join the Spa Girls each week for an info-packed podcast filled with honest advice, tips, and resources. I'm Trudy J.
Barrett.
I'm Cheryl Phipps.
And I'm Wendy Bella.
And that was a slightly different intro. What do we all think?
I think it was better.
I liked it.
It didn't trip you up like it normally does. No. It just flowed off the tongue.
Yes. It's awesome. And it's actually just in time because we are now on our 350th episode of the Spa Girls podcast.
I feel like we should have those popping things, you know.
I know. I remember a time when Trudy would force us to wear different outfits
and hats just to kind
of oh my god, I can't believe I missed this opportunity. I didn't even think about it.
I know.
One moment caller.
I think it's
talk amongst yourself. Oh, there she's got a
there she is.
Oh, she has. Yeah, she's no, got that's a flower crown.
Yeah. Lovely.
Because we all have those just sitting in our shell.
I've got a sort of a sweat bandage.
Oh, there we go. This is going to be a good one.
I could open that.
And where look at you, Trudy. You look angelic.
Look, I think I.
No. Wendy, you look like one of those ads with condoms that's got like its humanized form. Don't do that.
Anyway, can you tell it?
Anyway, no, I'm not looking.
If you're listening to this podcast, you have to go right now to YouTube and look up and see what Wendy just looked like with the shoes.
I can't believe it. This is a family show.
Okay.
Losing it.
Okay.
So,
as a
celebration, but if you can't lose it on your 350th, you never can, right?
Well, that's true.
Exactly. That is a very true point. So this is our 350th episode of the Spa Girls podcast, and we thought that we're still here. We thought we'd do a celebration episode, which is why we're all a bit loosey-goosey, of self-publishing and of us and of what we've done and what we've achieved and what's been happening and anything else that comes to our mind as we're doing
over
this.
7 years of weekly podcasting. Yeah. Can I just note that we've never missed a week?
Was it always weekly? I feel like when we started out, it was like maybe monthly. Am I wrong?
No, where have you been and who are you?
Is it always weekly?
Yeah. How the hell would we get to 350 episodes if we did it once a month?
No. Yeah, so never trust me to remember stuff. Like, that's all I can say about that.
Maths is not a forte. Yeah.
No, maths and remembering.
don't start with that. Oh, no.
Anyway, celebration. So let's talk about when we first started. What happened? What did we do?
So it was back in 2015.
October
2015.
We were
young and full of hope.
Do you remember, though, we went away and we all had our own lines? Didn't we? And we sat down and we recorded them by reading off our lines, and it was truly atrocious.
Yeah. That was the worst thing ever. We
almost stopped there.
Yeah, we did.
No, we did it because
I bullied you.
She did.
She's like, no. And like the notes were our kind of security blanket.
Yeah.
And then we got more confident. And we, look, can I just say, this is a beautiful analogy for self-publishing. The first attempts were not great.
No.
But we improved and we kept going and we adjusted and we went. How's that for tying it back into self-publishing?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, we were just discussing the off-air before about the knowledge we've gained from our guests. I mean, phenomenal. We've had some phenomenal guests on this podcast. And some of the knowledge and I feel myself that I've grown as a writer because of them and the wisdom they've given us. You know, I mean, there is a lot of information out there, but to actually speak personally to someone, and we always get the little chance before and after to chat as well, and they're just so giving. A lot of our guests have been so giving.
But if all of our listeners are able to go and get that same, you know, information that we've been able to get as well, just that we've been here and we had to listen to every single episode because we were here interviewing and asking questions. But that's something that everyone listening to the podcast has been along with us on our journey as well, I guess, too. Mm.
Like absolutely. Anyone... And just because something was recorded, say, 2 or 3 years ago doesn't mean it's not relevant now. Mm. Like some of the more technical stuff may be, for example, I don't know, some services that were around then that aren't now, that sort of thing. Not. But we've always, right from the start, this is something that we all agreed on. We were trying to produce evergreen content, so that weren't, you know, time sensitive or weren't like industry news. Other people do that really well, and that's kind of not our thing. And we've had, yeah, absolutely. I'm not quite sure how we summoned up the courage to ask people on initially.
No.
Well, it was all about me and just not, but like I was being a journalist and I knew
Judy was a journalist
that people like to talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
They do. It's actually quite true, isn't it?
Yeah. And what's the worst thing that can happen? You approach someone and they say no. Okay, then. Let's find someone else, you know, and I think that's and that applies to self-publishing too, right? So if we're talking about looking for swaps or working with other authors, you can either sit there and go, oh no, they're too big a name for me, they won't work with me, and never ask, or you can ask them and the worst thing they'll do is say no or maybe not even reply. But what's that do? Like nothing. Who cares? Like, and if they say yes, oh my god. So again, another lesson for self-publishing from what we learned on the podcast.
I think the key there is to be a little bit brave and also not to pin all your hopes on it to the extent that if somebody pushes back, which invariably people will, that it's not devastating to you. You know, like I think that's true of everything to do with self-publishing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like being a little bit brave and taking on board the things that you need to, and then, you know, pushing down all those anxieties we have of not being good enough and imposter syndrome and all that sort of thing, which, oh my gosh, we did feel like the biggest imposters when we first started out, didn't we?
Because, absolutely.
You know, other people were doing what we were doing with way more experience, but that wasn't what we were about. What we were about was us being newbies, wanting to help other newbies traverse the rocky terrain of writing and learn in a way that lay people can, you know, like it doesn't have to be all scientific and especially in the beginning, doesn't have to be about data. It doesn't have to be about, you know, digging down. You just want the basics, and that's how we started.
Yeah, and it was because we didn't have that, you know, and we and so it was really cool to offer that. And I remember speaking, and you guys might help me, at a conference, and to one of the guests, was it Christopher Vogler? I can't remember. And he said, he said, you know, you should ask more people on your podcast. Was it him? And he's turned around and I said, oh, well, you know, they might want to come. He said, who doesn't want to talk about themselves? Like you said, Trude. And I remember him saying that and thinking, you know, he's right.
Yeah.
And it is, people do want to talk. If they've got something to share, they're quite happy to come on and share. So once we got over that, Michael Haig, it was, of course.
Oh, it was actually. It was, yeah.
And from then on, I was like, you know, he's right. He's so right, you know. But yeah, we've had some fantastic information thrown our way over the years, and grown as podcasters as well.
I think that's about how you think of yourselves. Like if you think, oh no, who am I to do this thing? You know, like kind of what Cheryl was talking about. You know, who are we to make a podcast? Yeah, who are we to think I can put a book out? Who am I to think that I could be a writer or make money from this or whatever? That's the kind of limiting stuff that's going to hold you back. And and maybe you need to start thinking of, if not me, who? You know what I mean? Like if I don't do it, someone else just like me will do it. So why not me? Why not me doing these things? And that's literally how we started and where we got to with the podcast. Like, why not us? Why not? And we've been looking at something to do with the podcast, and I had someone approach me and talk about how there's only 20% of podcasts out there are female focused or done by women, and that's a big thing for us too. It was always about putting more female voices out there, because when you think about it, romance is one of the biggest genres, the most money-making genres, the most read genres in the world, and women are the majority of people in that environment, and to think that there's not that voice out there was
But you add Kiwi into that too, you know, like we're New Zealanders too, so our it was all we were always on the back foot trying to get guests to come on and fit in timing, and we're a day ahead of everyone, so there was that logistically we've had to sort of traverse a few things as well to get our guests on, you know, especially when they're in England, you know, we've had people late at night and you know, kept them out of bed. You know, so I mean, we had a lot of logistically to work out, but the thing is,
we did just it.
And we got on there and did it. And the thing is, these guests that we've had that have been amazing, they all started somewhere too.
That's it. I think it's easy to look at somebody's success now, and but you behind it is was a beginner, just exactly the same as you and I and all of us. And I think it's good to be reminded of that. So we always tend to ask them, you know, their journey, and it's never it's never been a straight up line, like a, you know, straight growth. It's always been.
What's that thing they say? They talk about how you're comparing yourself with comparisonitis, and you're often comparing yourself to an author for us who's way further down the track. You know, you go, oh, I'm not as good as Stephen King. It's like, of course you're not, because you're not Stephen King, and you haven't had a lifetime of writing and experience and whatever else, you know, like when he was sitting at home typing out Carrie on his typewriter, and he chucked it in the bin, I think, is the, one of the stories I heard, and his wife, Tabitha, got it out of the bin and was the one sending it away, you know, like he didn't believe in himself or think he was good enough, and look at him now, you know, like, and there's stories like that for any number of authors, so, it's that,
I think it's also important to note that we don't edit, you know, we just podcast.
Sorry about that.
But what I'm saying is we just go start to finish. We don't really cut. We maybe once or twice if there's been a sound issue, but we also just we just podcast. We just record and away we go, and what you get is what we get.
So we've had some terrible sound issues as well, haven't we? We've had a few complaints in the early days, well, not even that long ago, a couple of times. But, you know, that's also, you can also liken that to being a writer, can't you? It's, you know, getting all the technical stuff right, you know, even if it's also words.
Also now, what's available now, back in the day you had to have, you know, there were programs, but you had to have quite a bit of technical knowledge behind to actually make it work. And now we use an online editing tool that literally is, it's kind of like, I don't know, it's awesome. It's like pro writing aid, if you like, for editing. It's sort of, you know, and we haven't had any complaints since. This is not a signal to start complaining, just saying.
Yeah. Just
a complaint.
It's complaining. It's feedback. Let's call it feedback.
Absolutely. Feedback. And we try. It is hard. And the thing is, we don't go out there deliberately wanting to make life tricky, but you know, it is.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. We've had all sorts of things over the years. We also did our lockdown podcasts as well. Mm. We've done so many different things over the time. So what's some of your takeaways? What have you absolutely loved about it? Trudy. Ha ha, put you on the spot. Usually you.
What have I loved? I've loved hanging out with you guys. And I've loved getting to say, I would love to speak to this person. Let's invite them on the podcast. And then getting them on the podcast and getting to chat with them and asking the questions that I want to know about, like asking the questions and the things that occur to me. I'm a kind of curious person. I like to dig in and talk to people and find out things. And so that is, you know, chatting to people and learning about them and learning about what they've done. Sometimes it can get to overload where we try and do everything and then you just, but we've learned over the years to kind of deal with that and understand that we can't do everything. But yeah, and it's, I think I enjoy talking to people too. Like I just enjoy that interaction. So that's for me what it's been all about. Yeah.
Sha?
So two things. On a personal level, I would never have had the gumption to talk to people without your guys' support and without your, you know, without a standing in a line, if you like, on stage rather than, you know, one person. Never in a million years would I have been able to do this, or would I have wanted to do this. I still get nervous sometimes talking to guests, particularly if it's, you know, if I'm fangirling a bit over a particular author. But what I've learned is there, I mean, it's really cliche, but they're people just like us and you know, they've had ups and downs, and they question themselves too at times, and the odd imposter syndrome does not magically go away for any of us. And I guess from a huge takeaway from me has given me more confidence in speaking with people. I wouldn't say I'm confident speaking in public, but this is like a muscle now for us podcasting, and that's, I can now, like I was able to just pull out a speech out of my head. My son's 21st. Like, it's given, it's, you definitely develop the, a more comfortable, confidence. So I'm completely underrating what I'm just saying, but it just, it definitely helps. And it sort of surprises me, even though I'll be dying inside of stage fright and nerves, I can still produce the external that looks somewhat comfortable doing it.
Shia, what do you got?
I think for me, the podcasting took away the outlook that I had, that the writing was just something that I did more or less as a hobby. But, you know, what I wanted from it, I couldn't have imagined without the podcast. The podcast brought it all to life. It made me believe in myself, and like Shia said, gave me more confidence. But, you know, the biggest takeaway that I have, apart from the fact that it has helped develop my career, is that the four of us, what we have is something you can't describe. It is just what it is, and it's evolved just like the podcast over time. We're comfortable with each other, you know, and when Wendy's ragging on Trudy, you know, it's all part of it. We just accept that.
I think
that
it strengthens all of us in a way.
Yes, it does. It does.
Good to know that my pain is what strengthens us and brings us together.
I think we all push each other too, don't you think? I don't go out of my way to make Wendy uncomfortable when I talk about psychological and more woo-woo stuff. But, you know, I mean,
I do it because it's funny to watch your face.
It's fun.
It's
fun.
Yep. Yeah.
We're still so different though. Like,
oh yeah. But also, I think that also we're so different, but we actually also it's not all rosy. We'll give each other a serve up if a serve up is required.
Yeah.
And that's, I guess, almost like sisters, because we know each other so well now. We know each other's faults and strengths and weaknesses and stuff like that. I mean, for me, it's that building that community, because we bang on about community a lot, the Spa Girls, and I think it's, for me, I'm sorry, I'm fluffing because my husband's standing at the doorway waving at me trying to look at him, and I've completely lost my train of thought. So I think for me, it's about growing. I've really grown since I've got onto this, and my writing has reflected that, and my self-belief in who I am as a writer, and it's given me opportunity and the strength to sort of shoot off in different directions and do things I probably wouldn't have done. I mean, for me, traditional publishing was where I was at. That was where I was going to go, but you guys and that tribe scenario that we've got really has helped me to get to where I am today. You know, I put a lot of my success down to you guys and the strength I got from that, and learning on this podcast. I've learned so much. So for me, I think all of those, whatever that sort of jarble of words that came out then, it's just becoming, I'm becoming stronger and mentally be able to cope with this sort of thing, and learning and knowledgeable and all that. And it's confidence, and that's come through from the podcast.
I think that's why we talk about it as much as we do, because we kind of want that for everybody.
Mm.
We want everybody to have their people that they can talk to when the times are tough, which they can be, you know, as well as celebrating all the good times, like just finishing a chapter or actually publishing or, you know, just, I don't know, just a little step forward.
Yeah,
it's good to have somebody patting your back and saying, yay.
Yeah. There's two things in that for me. One is being part of the tribe, right? Like finding other like-minded people, because I honestly know that when I go and talk to other people about my writing or marketing around writing or anything to do with what we do as self-published authors, and they kind of look at me like I'm crazy, like, and they don't really understand what I'm doing or what I, you know, like how I'm, if just what I'm talking about, even like that's just it. it's like I'm talking another language sometimes. Yeah, and so having other authors there who know what you're talking about and you can talk about the same things with them. And then the other half of that is also in a supportive environment. Like, I know these guys all love me and have my back. And even when we are, when Wendy is giving me crap, I know that she's doing it because, you know, from a place of love, you know, like it's not even, you know, whatever's happening, we all have each other's backs. And and that's what you want as well. You want to be knowing that the people that you're there working on your career with have your back. And I think those are, if you can find a tribe of people like that in your self-publishing world, you can do anything. Like that's so important.
Yeah. And I mean, to being able to ask each other anything from person, I mean, probably there's not a day goes by we probably don't message each other. You know, it can be anything, you know, like, oh, my day's terrible, my husband's annoying me, or, you know, like it doesn't really matter what, but there's that ability to do that. And also nutting out problems with that within our, you know, our businesses is, it's huge. The podcast has done all that for us.
It's just a part of our lives, but actually it is a huge part in a lot of ways, because a lot of things come from that, you know, like we have speaking engagements and we, you know, do workshops and, you know, appear at conferences and things like that. But we would never have done that without the podcast, never. Not one of us, I don't think.
And I think also, like, you guys don't see what goes on behind the scenes, but each and every one of us have had our trials. Each and every one of us have had our moments where we're going through some pretty tough stuff. But the other ones, you know, we just got on with it and got on with it. And that's a credit to all of us as a unit, you know, looking out for each other and going, you know, having each other's backs. And that's what the tribe's all about.
I mean, I think a prime example that was the beginning of lockdown. I mean, in our 7 years, who would have thought, when we back in the day in 2015, who would have thought in 5 years' time the world was going to be locked down, kind of thing.
Exactly.
Write a fiction and plot, could you, like that? No. But that kind of launched us into, I think there was me bullying us into doing video at that point.
We were very reluctant.
But things are loose. Things are very loose in those days. We were doing a podcast a day, recording a day. It was just a mini lockdown session. And it was literally so joyful to see you guys' like faces, because it was a scary time. None of us knew what was going on. Nobody knew what was going on, kind of thing.
Yeah.
We were a little bit crazy, to be fair. We were a little bit manic.
We all dealt with that lockdown differently too. It was quite interesting. And that came through, I think, you know, I think we did 6 weeks or something first up in lockdown. And, you know, and
the strictest in the world at that stage. Like, it's changed, but it's at that point. And it was, for us, it was sort of surreal and wonderful talking to overseas guests who were kind of not at that point. And it's, you know, over the last 2 years, it switched around and, you know, different times and way different countries have approached it. But again, it's that commonality and all the guests that we're talking to, particularly over that time, we're having the same things that we were finding, like in terms of missing people or maybe not going to a cafe, or, you know, that kind of thing.
Not being alone.
No matter what success level, we're all kind of dealing with the same, you know, crap that was going on.
And I think that's what we've tried with our guests too, to show to you, is that what you're going through, quite often they've gone through or we've gone through. I mean, I think that's another thing you really get to see with these superstars that we've had on, that they've actually walked the walk. They've been through what you're going through or what we're going through, and they're just real people, and they've just worked and knuckled and worked really hard to get to where they are today. And I think that's been, for me, something that I've loved seeing, is that, you know, if you work hard, you can succeed. And that's what we've learned from a lot of these guests we've had on.
You know, the other thing that I feel like we've learned from them is that there are different ways to be successful, and that it doesn't, there isn't one well-trodden path that everyone has to go through to get to the top of the self-publishing mountain or whatever, that there are different ways up the mountain, and there's actually different definitions of success for different people. So what one person wants might not be what the next person wants, and but also two people can want the same thing but get there in a completely different way, you know. I think that's what we've always tried, at least from my perspective, to do, is also show the different ways that people have gotten there. Like sometimes I feel like in the self-publishing world, it can be a little bit of a silo or an echo chamber.
Yeah, it becomes a bit of an echo chamber. That's one way to do, you know, whether it's rapid release or whatever.
And everyone's saying, oh, this is the only way to do it. And what we've tried to do is bring on a lot of different people doing things different ways just to kind of show. And even amongst the four of us, we all do things different ways. And that's cool. That's awesome. That's
my way's the right way, but
yeah. Well, clearly. But,
If I was just looking back, I think it's not something that we kind of consciously set out, but it was just, I guess it's an echo of how we want to be and live and conduct ourselves. And that's authentically, you know, we're not doing, this is very much for ourselves. You know, we're doing the podcast to give back to the writing community because, you know, we've been, particularly for the romance writing community, we've been members of that for a long, long, long time before self-publishing was a twinkle in Bezos's eye kind of thing. And we've gotten so much from, you know, volunteer and conferences and things that it was sort of our way of contributing as well. And I'm proud, like, you know, we've, as Cheryl said, we've done talks and we've given, but we've never made any money from this podcast. Just say, we haven't, you know,
it was never about that, was it?
Upsell to a highly priced course or whatever, and we're not positioning ourselves as gurus. And for all of us, that has been really important because, as Trudy said, there is no one way. And I mean, we've received a little bit of criticism, not in a bad way, but just people, sometimes listeners have written and saying, well, hang on, you know, this week you had so-and-so on to talk about, say, a particular advertising strategy. And then the next week, this other guest said kind of something different. So what's the right way? And I've always gone back.
There isn't the right way.
Like that's what worked for them. And this is what worked for that person. And so it's not about being contradictory. It's about kind of offering a smorgasbord of options, and some are going to resonate and some aren't. And so we're anti-guru here. Just saying. Kind of over gurus at the moment. And I think maybe on a global level of something this pandemic has done has made us question about, you know, it's kind of almost forced us to kind of look within and what's guiding us and what inspires us and motivates us and what, you know, what are our personal compass points. How's that for getting
through? Yeah.
Very nice.
But
cool. I thought you were going to get all woo-woo then. I was just waiting.
I'm trying to hold back on the woo-woo because I respect that woo-woo makes you a little uncomfortable.
No. I'm all good with woo-woo. Don't worry about me. Bracing it now. Like plotting.
But, you know, like I think, I would say that, you know, we've talked about abundance mindset and all those kind of things, Wendy, and you know, some would say that's a little woo-woo when we've got you on board with that, so you never know.
Yeah.
You never know. You never
Very
know.
Good.
Because that's a thing. We have all changed in the time that we've from who I was when I very first started this podcast with you guys back in 2015 and who I am now, I feel like is very different, right? Like do you feel that? Do you feel like you've I'm sure we all changed 7 years, you know, people change over that time. But I just think actually it's quite interesting. Now we've got this podcast as a record of that.
Not that we're recommending you go back and watch the early days.
We haven't been on live for too long, so that's good. Like we haven't been on YouTube for too long, so that's a plus.
Well, even listening,
particularly when it was just the four of us, there was a lot of face pulling and hand gestures that would not be, be family friendly, shall we say?
A lot of finger gestures.
Behave ourselves now a bit more. Thanks to that.
I wanted to bring up because you said, Shah, that we we've never earned, we don't sort of do this for the money, but we have recently started a Patreon.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about that. Do we want to, what's that about?
kind of circling right back to what Wendy was saying about the community, or about what we've all said actually, about the importance of community and finding your peeps, being able to talk about the business side of things, marketing, asking questions, and not having, you know, I mean, I can't believe I'm saying this, but even now, sometimes there's still people that look down on self-publishing or look down on romance, right? You know, I mean, anyway, finding your people that are judgment-free. And with the goal of that, we set up a Facebook group for people to, you know, to find that connection, to be able to ask us questions. I mean, you know, you guys go in there sometimes and do writing sprints, don't you? And we're going to do some, like, you know, different lessons and things, whether it's ad setting up or just no question is too basic. I think that's, you know, to provide a really safe space. And so we've got a tier on our Patreon. We just literally this year set up Patreon. So it's patreon.com/spargirlspodcast. And if you join us at the $10 per month tier, that's where you find us in our Facebook group, and that's where you've got access to us. And we wanted to keep it really accessible for everybody, and there's all kinds of checklists in there, and we keep adding to it too as well. You know, it's not stagnant. We're growing it, and we will respond to what people want.
And I think it's, again, part of our philosophy in some ways of the podcast was always, from my mind anyway, to keep it a low barrier, if that makes sense. And that was, don't make it too difficult by too much editing. Let's try and, you know, just make it so that we can just keep doing it. And I think that's part of why we have managed to keep going for 7 years, because there is a lot of work involved in behind the scenes of putting together the podcast. And so we just have said, let's make it as easy as possible. And I guess that's what we're doing with the Patreon as well. It's kind of like just keeping it simple, just making it easy. And just everyone who wants to have that connection and be part of our tribe, you can come and meet us and be there with us in this group. And it's a safe space, and it's a space that we want people to feel comfortable in. And it's that connection to us. So, yeah,
it's just a little bit more personal. It's which I think the podcast is anyway. I think it is us. It is genuine, but this is just a little something extra. And you know, I mean, we do this for love, sure, and we gain stuff out of it ourselves. But it does take a lot of our time, which, of course, you know, if you're not writing, that does detract somewhat from your earnings. So it's just a little way that people can give back, but we will still give you more. So I think it's a win-win situation.
We still give what we're going to give to everyone and everyone out there in the world. But if you're someone who wants a little bit more, a little bit more from us, then that's where you go to get it, I guess. I don't know. And we're awkward old Kiwis who hate.
It felt really comfortable talking about things like that.
We said that now.
We move on now.
Yeah.
No, it's been a wonderful, wonderful 350 episodes. Oh my gosh.
Thank you particularly to the people. Well, first of all, it's so exciting seeing people. We've had some lovely emails recently of people that have just found us in there. And so that is so cool. Like, so cool, because sometimes you feel like, you know, are we still providing
relevant
content that, you know, we don't want to ever repeat ourselves, but that's so exciting. And also thank you to those that have been there. You know, we've got
from the beginning
that have been there from the start. And we always aim at the beginning self-publishers. So obviously the authors that joined us at the start aren't beginner self-publishers anymore, but hopefully we're providing enough information for them as well to meet their needs.
I love the fact that we go walking with people.
Still learn things. That's the thing. We've had 350 episodes. We still learn something every single week, particularly when we have a guest on, but also when we're discussing topics that we're just doing with the four of us. You never stop learning. So that's cool.
Yeah. It gives us a reason to actually look into things. I find that. I love delving deeper into things that I was. Yeah. But I think that on the other side of that is it. There is so much to learn with self-publishing, and I don't think we know it all, and I don't think anyone knows it all. No. And there's different things that, I mean, we probably know more than most, but I don't feel like I know everything.
I know, and
that's okay. Like, that's fine. Like, I don't think you have to know everything and be the encyclopedia of all knowledge to be able to get out there and put your books up and get self-publishing and get started and get going. And I hope that's what the message that we put across too, is that we believe in all of you out there, and that we know that you can get going with the self-publishing, and you just have to believe in yourself and just get doing it.
Just start.
Yep. Absolutely.
Just like we did.
And thank you for listening.
Basically.
We're big, funny, huge thank you. Yeah. To our, yes,
exactly. We never would have kept on doing it, would we?
No, and just trying to decipher between me and Cher.
Well, because that's something like I do listen back every week, particularly when we've got a guest on, and it's the odd story. You know, do you remember the days you used to, this is not for the youngsters in the audience, but you used to record yourself on cassette tape and then you'd listen back and you'd be like, who is that stranger?
Because
no. And that can be very uncomfortable listening when you listen to yourselves back.
Yep. And when we first started, we were super excited to get 100 listeners.
We were so excited. And can I just, look, I just want to celebrate this, because we are now one of the top, like not the number one, but I mean, there is no number one, but we are in the top probably, certainly the top 10 easily of self-publishing podcasts, and in terms of listenership, in terms of rankings, etc. And I'm really, really, really proud of that. We're now like in the top set of all podcasts in the top 5% in terms of listenership. So
cool. Yeah. Go us.
Go and us.
Thanks to you.
Go us. So four ladies from New Zealand. No technical knowledge about recording a podcast.
Yeah, we haven't aged a day.
Not aged a day. I think we're aging backwards. Just so.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a thing. It's possible. It's happening here, right now. Right. We're aging backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's what we did. We started a podcast.
And this is 350.
Go up. Here's 350.
Yeah. Here's 350. Here we come. In 7 years.
So on that note, where can we be found?
We can be found at spargirlspodcast.com, where you can input every single number of podcasts, or you can actually start from one and go up to 350 should you desire to.
Wow.
But we don't recommend going back to one.
Come meet us at patreon.com/spargirlspodcast and we'll help support the show there, and we appreciate you very, very much, whether it's buying us a coffee or getting us in at another higher price tier. We really, really appreciate you,
and thank you.
Appreciate your appreciation.
Thank you.
Lovely.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Spa Girls podcast. We are ending our episode for now, our 350th episode. Thank you all for listening, and we will be back again next week, same time, same place, for us anyway. See you there.
Well,
bye. Bye.